tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a beautiful topic of conversation, and that is test through blessings. Yes, it is true that sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal can test us through the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. And inshallah, we are going to learn more about it. But before that, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, there is a wonderful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as our today's topic is test through blessings. And in this regard, there is a narration where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us through this parable as to how that can be. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that three men amongst those who came before you set out until night came and they reached a cave. So they entered the cave. A rock fell down from the mountain. They entered it. And a rock fell at the entrance. And they didn't know. They didn't know how they can escape from this cave. Allahu Akbar. And they said, nothing will save us from this unless we supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal by virtue of the righteous deed that we have done. Thereupon, one of them said, "Oh Allah, I had parents who were old, and I used to offer them milk before any of my children or slaves. And one day, I went far away in search of grazing and could not come back until they had fallen asleep. When I milked as usual and brought the drink, I found them both to be fast asleep. I hated to disturb them. And I also liked that, I must give them the milk first before giving to my children. I waited with the bowl in my hand for my parents to wake up. When they awoke at dawn, they drank the milk. Wallah, if I did so to seek your pleasure, if I did this to seek your pleasure, Wallah, then deliver us from the distress caused by the rock. The rock moved slightly, but they were unable to escape. It moved, but not completely. The next one said, Wallah, I had a cousin whom I loved more than anyone else. And I wanted to commit this misdeed with her, but she refused. And after a year of famine, she was really suffering and going through hardship. So she approached me. I gave her 120 dinars on the condition that she would yield herself to me. She agreed when we got together. She then said, "Fear Allah and do not break the seal unlawfully." I moved away from her in spite of the fact that I loved her most passionately. I let her keep the money that I had given her. Wallah, if I did that for your pleasure, then remove the distress in which we are. Allahu Akbar. And the rock moved aside a bit further, but they were still unable to get out of the situation. The third one said, Wallah, I hired some laborers and paid them their wages except one of them departed without taking his due. I invested his money in business and the business prospered greatly. After a long time, he came to me and said, O slave of Allah, pay my due. And I said that all that you see is yours, the camels, the goat, the cattle, the slaves. And he said, O slave of Allah, do not mock me. I reassured him that I was not joking. So he took all the things and went away. He spared nothing. He left nothing behind. And wallah, if I did so, seeking your pleasure, then relieve us from our distress. The rock moved aside and subhanAllah, all three of them, they got out walking freely. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. There are great lessons for us in this parable. And subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach us his ummah through these beautiful parables and subhanAllah. And they have been coming down, our pious predecessors. They have brought these lessons from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, for us to learn, for us to take a lesson from them. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says in another hadith that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there were three men among the previous nation, Bani Israel. One was a leper, one was bald, and one of them was blind. And Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to test them. Allahu Akbar. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jal test his bondsmen. Allah Allah. He therefore sent to them an angel. And the angel came to the leper who had the skin disease and asked him what he would like the most. He replied that I want a good color, a good skin, and to be rid of what makes me loathsome to people. So the angel rubbed him and his loathsomeness vanished and he was given a good color and a good complexion and good skin. He then asked him what type of property he would like. And the leper replied that he would like camels, or perhaps he said cattle, one of the two. So he was given a pregnant she-camel. The angel invoked for Allah's blessings on it, and the angel then went to the bald man and asked him what he would like, and he replied that I would like to have good hay and to be rid of what makes me loathsome to people. The angel ran his hand over him and he was given good hay, subhanAllah. He then asked him what property he would like, and he replied that he would like cattle. So he was given a pregnant cow. The angel invoked Allah's blessings on it. Then the angel went to the blind man and asked him that what he would like. And the blind man said, I wish that Allah Azza wa Jalla restores my sight to me and I am able to see again. Thereupon, the angel ran his hand over him and Allah Azza wa Jalla restored his sight. The angel then asked, what property, what type of assets would he like? And he replied that he would like to keep sheep, to have sheep as assets. So he was given a pregnant sheep, a female sheep, and flocks and herds were produced from all three men. Yes. All three men, one was given a pregnant she-camel, one was given a pregnant cow, and the last one, the blind man, was given a pregnant sheep. And they all reproduced greatly, and the herd and the flocks, it grew. The first, having a valley full of camels, meaning the leper, he had as a result a valley full of camels. He grew so rich. The second one, he had a valley full of cows, subhanAllah. And the third one also had a valley full of sheep. Then the angel came in the form of a leper, the same angel. He came in the form of a leper to the one who had been a leper, meaning the person who was a leper once upon a time, when the angel came and By the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, he rubbed his hand over him and his leprosy went away. So this man was no more a leper, the one who used to be a leper. And the angel now takes the form and the shape of a man who had leprosy, who has leprosy. So he comes to him and he says to him that, I am a poor man and my resources have been exhausted in my journey. And my only means of reaching my destination are dependent on Allah and then on you. So I ask you, by Him who gave you the good color, the good skin, and the assets and the properties, for a camel by which I may get to my destination. He asked him for a camel simply. And he replied that I have my dues to pay, meaning I have other obligations. And the angel, he tried to make excuses. The angel said to him, I think I recognize you. Were you not a leper whom people found loathsome and a poor man whom Allah Azza wa Jal gave so much of prosperity and assets? He replied that I inherited this property through generations, meaning this is my property from coming from my forefathers. He lied about it. The angel said, if you are telling a lie, may Allah return you to your former condition. Allahu Akbar. The angel went again in the form of a bald man to the one who had been bald. But due to the dua of this angel, he had been given good hair. And he went to this man who used to be bald. And now he is no more bald and he has so much of prosperity. And then said the same thing as he had said to the previous one, that, you know, I'm a traveler, my resources have been exhausted and my only hope is in Allah Azza wa Jal. And then I'm hoping from you that if you could please give me a cow. And then this man also made the same excuse that, you know what, I have so much of overheads, I have so much of expenses, I'm really committed, I do not have the capacity to give you anything. And when he said to him that, perhaps you, I recognize you. Weren't you the same person who was bald once upon a time? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you all this prosperity, all these blessings. And then he lied again. He said, no, this wealth I inherited from my forefathers. This has been with me through generations. Then the angel said to him that if you are telling a lie, may Allah return you to your former condition. Allahu Akbar. Similar thing what happened to the first person when he went to visit the first person, the leper. Same thing happened when he went to visit this bald man. And now the angel went to the one who had been blind and said to him that I am a poor traveler and my resources have been exhausted in my journey. My only means of reaching my destination are dependent on Allah and then on you. So I ask you, by Him who restored your eyesight for a sheep, I'm asking you for a sheep by which I may get to the end of my journey. He replied, yes, I was blind. And Allah Azza wa Jal restored my eyesight. So take what you wish and leave what you wish. I swear by Allah that I shall not argue with you today to return anything you take, as I give it for the sake of Allah. Allahu Akbar. The angel then said, keep your asset, keep your property, keep your blessings. You have all simply been put to a test, and Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you and He is displeased with both of your friends. Allahu Akbar. Whom is He referring to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with this blind man because he remembers his past. He recalls the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he is tested through the blessings, he passes the test. So the angel said that you have all been simply put to a test by Allah azza wa jal, and Allah azza wa jal is pleased with you, with the blind man. And he is displeased with both of your friends, meaning the leper and the bald man. Allahu Akbar. So this is how sometimes we are tested. We are tested at times by the blessings that we are bestowed upon, by the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we have been bestowed blessings upon us by Allah Azza wa Jal, then truly we need to learn to appreciate these blessings. And sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal may send these mysterious angels to test us. And it will be very disastrous if we fail the test, because the test depends. You know, if we pass the test, then we may, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be pleased with us. But if we fail the test, Allah Azza wa Jal can become displeased with us. We don't know when we can be tested. Through these methods, Allah Azza wa Jal sends His people in various different ways. We may not know. Therefore, we need to learn to appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this is the case, then there is a high chance that we will pass the test if we are tested, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Ja'far ibn Khattab, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he was the great wali of his time. He says that there was a time when a beggar came to my door. He came and he asked, "Do you have something? Please give me." And he said that I commanded that something must be given to the beggar. So I requested the family members. And the family replied that we got 4 eggs only. He said, "Give it to the person who's asking." And the wife now, she obeyed him in this and she gave 4 eggs to him. And then after a little while, he then receives a tray of eggs, subhanallah. He receives a tray of eggs and then he asks the wife, "How many eggs are in there?" And she says, "There are 30 eggs. He said, "But you had given 4 eggs to the beggar. Then why have you received 30 eggs? By proper measure, you should have received 40 eggs. And the wife said that 30 eggs that I received, they are okay. But the 10, the additional 10, they are broken. So he says, some people, they, alhamdulillah, interpret this parable and this story that perhaps when she was giving, one of those eggs were broken. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jal repays and He bestows upon us 10 times more of what we give to others. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the hikmah and the reason, Allahu Akbar, that our pious predecessors, they would love to give because they knew that the return is guaranteed, subhanallah. And they were so certain that if, let's say, for example, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he received how many eggs? 30 eggs in return. So he said, "No, something is wrong. Something is off. There should have been 40 eggs. And then he is told that there were 40 eggs. However, 10 of those eggs are broken. And then we find out that perhaps one of those eggs, the 4 eggs that the wife gave, it was broken. Therefore, he receives 30 good quality eggs and 10 broken eggs. So 10 eggs in exchange of each egg that he gave in charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. So sincere charity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, that really counts. This hadith and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the 3 men of Bani Israel, it tells us that abundance of property, wealth, you know, all of this can be a trial. And who perseveres, who passes this test in the midst of his riches, the one who does not forget Allah's grace. Yes, we must never forget our past. There was a time when we didn't have anything. There was a time we were defenseless, Allahu Akbar. There was a time when we didn't have anything. We didn't have clothes to wear. Allah Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal granted us all of these blessings, sometimes through our parents, sometimes through different means, Allahu Akbar. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many blessings that we are healthy, we are in our youth, and alhamdulillah, we are earning, we are spending, we have family, we have children, and all of these are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, whereas once upon a time, we didn't have anything, we didn't have any value, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added value in our lives through His blessings, Allahu Akbar. He has given us so much. He has given us this beautiful deen of Islam. He has given us this strength that we have in our bodies. He has given us our rizq, our sustenance. He has blessed us with good home. He has blessed us, subhanAllah, with good family. He has blessed us with obedient children. And all of these are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be very wrong of us if we forget all these blessings and resort to complaining and ungratefulness. This is not appreciated in the court of Allah. One man, he goes to a pious servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he says to him that, "I'm so poor and I don't have anything. I'm destitute." You know, he's complaining, one after the other complain. And then this pious servant, he listens to his complaints. After, once he is done ranting and he's done venting, he says to him, "Tell me, these are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. You say, 'I don't have money, I don't have riches, I don't have assets, I don't have properties, I don't have this, I don't have that.' You have these hands. Would you sell it for a couple of thousand rupees or rand or dollars?" He says, "No, I would never." He said, "Okay, what about your eyes? What about your ears? What about your feet?" Allahu Akbar. And then he continues and he asks him about different parts of the body, whether he would trade them for the money that he is getting in return. He said, "I will never trade. These are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I trade? Money can't buy it." He said, "Then learn to appreciate it. You are a millionaire, walking, talking millionaire, all by yourself. Allahu Akbar. Let alone any other blessing. Allah, Allah. No matter how much money are you prepared to pay, nobody can give you eyes. No matter how much money you are prepared to pay, nobody can give you their heart. No matter how much money are you prepared to pay, you cannot buy these things. Allah, Allah. Because these are the things that it's not valued by monetary values." Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to really introspect and examine our life's values. What values we're living our life by? Is it materialism that makes our world go round? Or is it that we are running after the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? Inshallah, the wealth will come, the assets will come, and it will all work in our favor if we manage to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all of this, the wealth, the prosperity, the apparent glimmer and shine, the riches, it will mean nothing if we earn the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So you can have everything and still manage to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as the blind man, he had everything. Subhanallah, so much of assets he had. A valley full of sheep, subhanallah. You know how much it's worth and how much it was worth in that time? Allahu Akbar. What you cannot do with so much of livestock, but he still managed to please Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. And this was the common theme of all three of them, that they all had the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But two of them, they earned the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, despite having all of this, despite having the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them, he passed the test. And he managed to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he also had the similar things as everyone else. Subhanallah. So yes, sometimes we may look the same. Sometimes we may own similar things, but the end result is different. At times, we may not even have anything, but we still learn to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by expressing our gratitude in the court of Allah azza wa jal. And sometimes we can have everything, but still complain. And this is not something, you know, fictional that we are saying. This is reality. We meet people on a daily basis. And we find both kinds of people. You find one type of people that has everything, that is being showered in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the fanciest cars, couple of cars, not one car, couple of cars parked in the yard. And he has a beautiful property, mansion to live in. And not only that, he has other properties which are earning more income. He has businesses running successfully. And when you go and ask him, how are you doing? And he will say to you, you know what, things are very bad. And I am really suffering. The business is not good. I have become poor. So if that is being poor, I don't know what being rich is. So these are the examples. And we do see people of this nature. And we encounter such people in our community, in our locality. And this is a common theme, no matter which country you live in. And on the other hand, we have those who have nothing with them, who don't even know that whether they are going to have their next meal or not. But they rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ask them, how are you doing? They say, shukr alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu, by Allah's grace, I'm good. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. And these are the types of people which manage to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal because they don't confide in anyone else but Allah. And here we have the examples of those who have all these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they find time and they find reasons to complain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among His grateful bondmen, grateful servants, and make us among those who strive to please our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers, we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Habibun al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The title of the kalam is Subhanallah Bakari Khiyash Hayranam Aghithni Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Written and composed by Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam, Kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And it is recited by our brother Ashfaq Madani Hafizahullah Subhanallah. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, after we listen to the kalam, we are going to be back discussing our today's episode. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bakare khash hairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Bakare khash hairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Nadaram juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu mawae, nadanam juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu mawae. Tu hi khud saazu samanam aghithni ya رسول اللہ تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ شہاب کس نوازی کن طبیبا چارہ سازی کن شہاب کس نوازی کن طبیبا چارہ سازی کن مریض درد عصیانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ مریض درد عصیانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شعلہ می خیزد گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شعلہ می خیزد مدد اے آب حیوانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ مدد اے آب حیوانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزا سوزد چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد نریزد برگ ایمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ نریزد برگ ایمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی
بجویم از تو درمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ بجویم از تو درمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید تو گیری زیر دامانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ تو گیری زیر دامانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
گدائے آمد سلطان با امید کرم نالا گدائے آمد سلطان با امید کرم نالا تہی داما مگر دانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ تہی داما مگر دانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لا تنگر رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لا تنگر شہابہر عزیز خانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ شہابہر عزیز خانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. سبحان اللہ بکار خیش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی آل نیڈ دیٹ ہیلپ فرام دا بیوٹیفل کوٹ آف دا نوبل مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ود آؤٹ ہیز ہیلپ وے ول وی بی. اللہ اکبر. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's continue our today's discussion, and that is test through blessings. As we have looked at the example of these three men of Bani Israel, and how when the same angel comes in the same form, you know, reminding them of their past, and they didn't feel for that person. You know, sometimes we say, put yourself in my shoes. And they couldn't put themselves in his shoes. Yet, once upon a time, they were in the same shoes. That man also used to be a leper. That man also used to be a bald man. But they couldn't relate to this person who came asking them. And from here we learn never to shun any beggar, anybody asking for anything, inshallah, azza wa jal. Because we don't know. It could be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we are taught in the Holy Quran not to shun and not to scold a beggar. In this regard, there's a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal states, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ. And do not scold a beggar. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And do not scold a beggar. Imam Mawardi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated that it was revealed about Abu Jahl. This verse, this command was revealed when Abu Jahl did something. And he mentions that Abu Jahl, the ardent enemy of Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the guardian of orphans. In Quraysh, different leaders, different people were given different designation. And he was designated to be guardian over the orphans and look for their needs. An orphan child, he came to him naked, asking him for money for himself. So he chased him away in utter disregard. Allahu Akbar. The child became sad. The elders of Quraysh told the child, tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede for you. They said that to ridicule him. But the child did not realize it and came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and begged him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never drove anybody away, especially a needy person, a child. Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Abu Jahl with this child. And Abu Jahl, seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, contrary to the norm, he welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave money to the orphan. The Quraysh, they approached Abu Jahl. They started scolding him. They made him feel ashamed and said, did you give in? He replied, no, by God, I did not. But I saw spears on his right and left. I feared that if I do not give, he will pierce them, Allahu Akbar, through my mouth. Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. And this is the time when this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed, not to scold the beggar. Allahu Akbar. And here what the two men of Bani Israel did, the leper and the bald man, they turned away. They chased him. Allahu Akbar. And then we must also not forget our past. These two men, they forgot their past. And one shouldn't forget one's past. It keeps you humble. You know, we all come from a humble beginning. And if we don't remember those humble beginnings, we do not become humble. So inshallah, azza wa jal, no matter how rich you become, how affluent you become, what positions, what lofty positions you are given, always remember your past. Iyadh. Allahu Akbar. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a servant by the name of Iyadh. And it is famous. The examples are famous. Even Masnavi Sharif, it is full of the examples, Mahmud and Ayaz. And this Ayaz, he was a courtier in the court of the King Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then he used to go into a retreat at times. He would go in seclusion to a place. And then there were some who were jealous of him, who were trying to find faults with him. So they followed him. They followed him and they then reported it to the king. That the king, perhaps this person, we don't know where he goes. Every now and again he will go to this place and we don't know what secrets is he hiding there. He has something, he has a box there. We don't know what he is hiding there. Allahu Akbar. So based on suspicion, they complained to the king. So the king asked him, next time go see what he's doing. And then the king finally found out that he goes there, and when he is questioned about it, he says to the king that I go there, and he then takes out his torn and tattered clothes that he kept there. And he says, I go there every time to remind myself about my past. What was my humble beginnings? So I remind myself of this lesson. Never ever forget your past. Allahu Akbar. Never forget your past. Yes, you may take lessons from it, but don't forget your past. It is part of your life. It is part of you. What makes us us? It is our past experiences of life. Yes. I mean, we haven't grown adults without having a childhood, right? So that is our past. And we shouldn't forget part of ourselves, meaning you are neglecting your own, the part of your own being. If we are, you're just turning a blind eye on our past and think, you know, nothing happened. Everything is fine, just the way it is. Right, so it is helpful to remember our past and keep ourselves humble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all humble. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. If we are humble, then Allah azza wa jal will elevate us. Yes. If someone today reminds me of my past, you know, in the past we used to be like this, we used to do this, and I acknowledge those things. I cannot say no, it never happened, just because I don't like the fact that it happened. You know, there was a time that you may experience something terrible in your life, in your past. And that comes to you like a nightmare, as if it just happened yesterday. And it is so horrible, so horrific, that you want to forget it. But at the same time, don't now deny it and live in denial. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by looking at these examples, especially if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever blessings that we had been bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shouldn't be complaining. Let's say, for example, some people, they turn from riches to rags, and we find both kinds of people in the world. There are some who grew from rags to riches. They had nothing. They were penniless. They were destitute, living hand to mouth, begging on the street. But there came a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them abundance. And then there are also those people who had everything, but lost everything. They are on the street now, filed for bankruptcy. And now they have nothing with them. And then those are the people who had everything and now they don't have anything. If you go and ask them, majority of them, you'll find them saying, oh, you know, how, you know, unjust it is upon me, how unfair the life has been to me. You know, I had everything, I lost everything. Now I got nothing. I'm left with nothing. But the same person will never tell you and appreciate what he had. And everything is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can give whomever he pleases. And he can withhold from whomever he pleases. It is all in the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, do we not remember his example? That everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew the fact. And when Allah Azza wa Jal took it away, he never complained about it. He never went to people and said, you know what? I had everything. I had my family, wife, children. I had my business. I had my assets. I had my properties. I had my, you know, livestock. I have lost everything. I'm sitting here with nothing. No, he didn't do that. Because he knew the wisdom in it. And he still found a reason to, alhamdulillah, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was afflicted with disease, but he still found a reason to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah. Everyone had left him except his wife. Allahu Akbar. So these are the pious predecessors, the anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal, the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, who teach us the real value, the real lessons of life. These are life lessons. These are milestones. And you might have milestones in your own life. You might recall the events of the past, what happened, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you in various different ways. Instead of recalling all those times where things went bad, why don't we recall the times when everything went fine? There can be millions of those moments where everything was just perfect. But there can be very few incidents where things went wrong. But we fixate ourselves on those bitter experiences, negative experiences of life. And we forget all those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even while we live in the present, we fixate ourselves on one thing that is not going right, but we forget thousands of things that are going right. Allahu Akbar. Have you suffered to breathe today? If you haven't, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because as we speak, there are thousands of people, if not millions, that are suffering and fighting for each breath. Thousands of people are on ventilating machine, on life support, in ICU, fighting for their life. They can't even breathe comfortably by themselves. They are forced to breathe through machines, through gadgets, through oxygen masks. Allahu Akbar. But the fact that we survive through all of this and we have no difficulty breathing, we take it for granted. But you know what, it's fine. Everybody is breathing. We are breathing. So what's the difference? Perhaps you haven't been in an ICU unit where your loved ones, someone you know, your friend who's admitted there. Each breath is like a ticking time bomb. We don't know when that zigzag line is going to go flat. And then that will let out a cry that can be heard from outside the ICU unit. Yes, these are the realities of life. And subhanallah, man by nature is miser, as the case of these two individuals of Bani Israel, the leper and the bald man. And they chickened out when they were tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali writes that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Bani Israel, do they not see that Allah, who has created the heavens and the earth, can make the likes of those people and has set a term for them in which there is no doubt? So the transgressors do not accept besides being ungrateful. This Quranic verse clearly indicates that the miserly behavior of the children of Adam alayhi salam, meaning mankind in general, as a matter of fact, mankind is more greedy than even the bird that stops at a riverbank and refuses to drink, fearing that by drinking this water, she might finish the water. Or that worm which consumes sand and stops eating the sand and then dies, fearing that by eating the sand, she might finish the sand. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These are some insightful subhanAllah, messages that we find in the glorious Quran. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to take lessons from these parables and these verses, these narrations, and really learn to be grateful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.